This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Exactly 2 years ago today, the leaders of the United States and North Korea held a summit in Singapore. It is not a happy anniversary. Pyongyang state media today said there is little use maintaining a personal relationship between Kim Jong-un and U.S. President Donald Trump if Washington sticks to what North Korea calls hostile policies. And China says the United States should take concrete measures to address North Korea's concerns. There were large-scale street protests overnight in Lebanon after the Lebanese pound sank to a new low against the U.S. dollar. Angry demonstrators shut down roads across the country. And in Beirut, they scuffled with police, smashed storefronts, and set fires. All of this amid repeated calls for the resignation of Prime Minister Hassan Diab. The heavily in debt Lebanese government has been asking the International Monetary Fund for a financial rescue plan, so far without success. An emergency meeting of the cabinet was set for today. The coronavirus pandemic has India in its grasp. It is reporting some 10,000 new infections a day. India's total case count is approaching 300,000, the fourth highest in the world. There have been about 300 deaths a day in India, moving that country's total to just under 8,500. Especially hard hit is New Delhi, where one pandemic worst-case model shows the capital could top a 500,000 COVID cases by the end of July, up from the current 35,000. Despite those devastating numbers, India has reversed most of the country's pandemic lockdown rules. Johns Hopkins University puts the number of coronavirus cases worldwide at more than 7.5 million, with the loss of lives now topping 422,000. There are rising COVID case numbers in many U.S. states, notably among those that reopened their economies the earliest. More than 2 million coronavirus cases are reported nationwide, with a fatality count of nearly 114,000. The head of the Harvard Global Health Initiative tells CNN another 100,000 people in the U.S. could die of COVID-19 by the end of July.